This is another edition of The More Abundant Life, a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages by Pastor Wintley Phipps. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm your host for The More Abundant Life. Today's message is entitled, Lord Help Me. This message was presented by Pastor Phipps to the Seabrook Church, and today we are pleased to bring it to you through the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. So I do hope that you will stay tuned, stay with us as we listen to this very interesting topic, which I'm sure you're going to gain some new insights from, the topic, Lord Help Me. Our program will continue after we hear some very special music.
Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. My God said he'd take me higher. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. He saved me from the wind and fire. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Jordan River is chilly and cold. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Chills my body, but not my soul. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning.
Bibles, go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, beginning with verse 22, the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 22. The Bible says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise God for his word. Jesus and his disciples had left Galilee and were making their way to the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. They could see spread out before them heathen temples and magnificent palaces of the Canaanites. The word of his arrival had spread and a crowd had gathered. Among the crowd was one woman from Canaan on a mission. Back home, she had a daughter who was possessed and was being tormented by an evil spirit. The scriptures tell us that her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil. This woman from Canaan tried everything to help her little girl, but it seemed like there was nothing that she could do to bring her peace and relief. It seemed like the enemy had gotten the victory. This woman from Canaan had only heard of Jesus, and moved by the Spirit of God, believed on him. She believed on him whom she had never seen. She had heard of his power to heal, and without ever having met him, she placed her trust and confidence in him. She knew little about him, neither did she understand much about his divinity in a theological sense. But like some other great notables of faith, she deduced instinctively that he had powers from on high. Others had spoken of a woman with an issue of blood who had said to herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be whole, and she was healed. Others had told of how one day a leper came begging and kneeling down to him said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And even though that disease was incurable, that day a hopeless leper was healed of a dread disease. She was told how many believed that with this man, even the impossible could be done. And when the leaders and the authorities had pronounced him a heretic, a group of women brought to him their babies that they should touch them, and they were blessed. This woman from Canaan sought help from the heathen gods, but there was no relief there. Her gods of mortar and stone could provide no cure for this kind of affliction. Even the doctors she applied to for help offered no hope. There was no operation available for demon possession. There was no surgery, no prescription. Rite Aid couldn't help this one. This mother knew that it was only a matter of time before her daughter's life would be taken at the hands of this evil spirit. If only she could bring relief and help to her child. If only she could bring a little peace to her baby. And so compelled by the urgent need of her helpless child, this woman of Canaan, a heathen, went looking for Jesus. When she found him, the scriptures tell us, she fell down at his feet, pleaded and beseeched him, Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Now, friends, she did not claim to be worthy of any help. She didn't try to give reasons why the Lord should leave what he was doing and heal her daughter. She just simply said, Lord, help me. Sometimes that's the most eloquent prayer you could ever pray. Lord, help me. You see, when you say, Lord, help me, it means that you have come to the point in your experience, you are facing a danger so grave that there is nothing else to be said. But Lord, help me. You're saying to the Lord, I've come to the end of my path of self-sufficiency. And in this moment, you have to do it all. Nothing I can do now. This woman's prayer was her way of saying to the Lord that she felt helpless. And church, whenever we as sinners come to the end of our resources, all we have left is a prayer for mercy. That woman from Canaan, torn by a mother's love, overwhelmed by a profound sense of abject need, found herself ready to do anything. And here she was, a Gentile woman, casting herself on the mercy of a Jewish Savior. Somehow this woman from Canaan knew that she had been led to the one and the only one who could help her daughter. She was a remarkable woman, and you'll find out a little later on why she was as remarkable as she was. She went, the Bible said, fell down before Jesus and worshiped him. She presented to Jesus her plea for mercy. First of all, she addressed him as Lord. Son of David. She didn't know much about the prophecies, but she knew enough to call him Lord. She didn't know much about Isaiah's testimony and foresight, but she knew from the Spirit's gift of faith and insight that he was Lord. She didn't know much about the tabernacle and the celebrations, but she knew he was Lord from the witness of those who had heard his words, seen his deeds. She didn't know much about the health message, but she knew, are you with me today? But she knew he was Lord and that he could bring health to her baby. She didn't know much about his miraculous birth, his legacy, and his destiny, but she knew he was Lord. That was all she needed to know. She knew that he was more man than any man she had ever heard of. And the Holy Spirit awakened in her heart this certainty that Jesus alone could provide her help. And so she put aside all her pride, her dignity, made this desperate plea, a plea that would have touched even a stone-cold heart. Have mercy on me, Lord. Jesus, the scriptures tell us, answered her not. That's a nice way of saying paid her no mind. As you read the account of the apostles, it is clear that Jesus appeared cold, indifferent. Instead, the Bible says he passed on as if refusing to hear her. Or as we would say, give her the time of day. Was this the Jesus she had heard of all this time? Was this the same man, or was he just having a bad day? She had heard all these glowing reports of his kindness and his compassion, and here he was seemingly rude, indifferent. He knew she was there. Everybody knew she was there. He heard her humble request. But Jesus acted as though she didn't even exist. Church, most of us would have been so hurt. We're so fragile. We would have been so hurt. We would have turned and walked away with tears running down our cheeks. You know I'm right. We get hurt from much smaller, lighter insults than that. You know, I came to church and look how those people treated me. They didn't greet me. Nobody said good morning. Look at the response of this lady to this apparent slight from Jesus. She said to herself, now, if Jesus isn't going to pay me any attention, I'm going to go through his disciples. And if he won't listen to me, I'm going to get on their nerves. They'll get his attention. Brothers and sisters, she must have made herself such a nuisance. The Bible says that the disciples finally came to Jesus and said, Master, you're going to have to help us get rid of this woman. She's embarrassing us. She's constantly following after us. She's begging us to get an appointment with you. Master, we've tried everything to get rid of her. We can't do anymore. You're going to have to once and for all deal with this woman. Jesus turned and said to the disciples loud enough so that the woman could hear. You know how we do sometimes, talking to them, but really talking to the woman. You know, talking to Sister Smith loud enough so Brother James can hear. I wish some people would just mind their own business. You're talking to Brother James, but you really want Sister Smith to hear. Jesus started talking to the woman through the disciples as if still refusing to talk directly to her. He said to the disciples, listen, I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, Jesus was saying, I didn't come to save Gentiles and heathens. I came to save those who are God's people. From the nation of Israel who have gone astray. They are the ones I came to lead back into the fold. Jesus was saying in this woman's hearing, I don't have time to bother with those who are not of the house of Israel. Now those words may sound harsh and inconsiderate to us, but listen to this. The servant of the Lord tells us that Christ knew that this woman was there. He knew her situation. He said he knew, the servant of the Lord said that he knew that she was longing to see him, and he placed himself in her path. He orchestrated where he was going to be so that she could make her request. For this encounter, servant of the Lord says, he brought the disciples to this very place. He wanted them to see in the way he was treating that woman how the Jewish people of their time were treating Gentiles. He wanted them to see face to face their own prejudice, their own bigotry. Jesus, it seemed, for all intents and purposes, was saying to that poor, helpless woman, lady, I heard what you said, but you're just not eligible to receive any help from me. I came to help God's chosen people, not you, lady. I've come to be a blessing to others, not those of the tribe and your tribe and your people. Now, this answer would have discouraged a less earnest seeker. You know, if you had the emotional constitution of a shriveling flower, you would have stood there and wilted under this apparent scathing rebuke from Jesus. Woman, I didn't come to help people like you, Jesus was saying. My mission is to the true people of God. Church, have you ever been in a situation when you really needed help and you were told you didn't qualify? It's not a nice feeling. It's not even nice to get a letter from the bank saying you've been turned down. Don't sit there like you don't know what I'm talking about. You've experienced that. There are some times in our lives when you would like to get into some places, some clubs, if not on your good looks alone, and at least on your humanity. But I want you to know there are some people who care nothing about your good looks and even less about your humanity. And they'll keep you out. Jesus was saying to this woman, you don't qualify. I can't do nothing for you. And you would think that upon hearing this word from Jesus, that this woman would have bowed her head in sadness and turned away. The Bible says that this woman then fell down in front of him, worshiped him. After he said, I don't have time for you, she fell down at his feet and worshiped him, and she just simply said it one more time, Lord, help me. Even after being rebuffed and rejected, she wouldn't give up. Her faith urged her to press on. Oh, no other help have I but thee, O man of Galilee. Help me. This time, Jesus responded with an even more stern word. Jesus said to the woman, this time he's talking to her. Are you with me? He says to her, it makes no sense for me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. He said to her, the blessing I came to give Israel, why should I cast it at the feet of dogs? Woo! You see, in those days, the children of Israel saw themselves as the children of God at the table. And the Gentiles were no better than dogs. Woman, Jesus was saying, would it be proper for me to deprive my children of their bread that the dogs might be fed? Church, that mother could have said to herself, now that's it. This is too much. He's gone too far. I came for help. And this so-called man of God is calling me a dog? This is too much. I don't deserve this. Who is this? Who does he think he is? She could have said, he does not want to help me. He's the one who is embarrassed because he knows this time with these demons, he's met his match. He won't help me because he can't help me. She could have said anything. She could have said, I'm not going to stay here and argue with him. I'm going home. One writer said, penetrating faith detected a gracious undertone. Woo! This woman finds the faith somehow to say, okay, you're right. Of a truth. In other words, I may be nothing but a dog, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She said to Jesus, while the children of the household eat at the father's table, even the dogs get fed. Master, don't even the dogs have a right to the crumbs? Master, with all the many blessings you brought for the children of Israel, there's got to be some left over here. There's got to be some more blessings here. Master, if I'm to be looked down upon and treated as a dog, then surely as a dog, I have a claim to a crumb from the master's table. And not later, but right now, because crumbs fall now. Amen? Lord, I need mercy. I need help. I need a miracle. I'm not worthy of your blessings, but just a crumb will do. Just a scrap of your blessings? Just a crumb? I don't need the whole loaf. Just a slice? I'll do fine with just a morsel, just a fragment. Are you with me today? From the master's table, Jesus said, "Oh, woman." Somebody said, "This woman had to be a sister." Because she came right back. "Woman," Jesus said, "where's your faith? Great, great is that faith. Be it unto you as you will." The Bible says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise the Lord. You know, there are times when the Lord deals with us just like that. Maybe you haven't been there. When you've been praying and asking God, and it's like he's not paying you no mind. You're going through something? You're carrying a burden? Things are difficult? You're praying with all your heart, and it's like the heavens are as brass. Like God is silent. Oh, but I want you to know, during his life on earth, no other person recorded in Scripture ever argued with Jesus and won. This woman, are you with me today? This is the only woman who entered into a controversy, a debate with Jesus, and made Jesus say, "Oh, woman, what did you say? You got what you're asking for. I didn't even think of that. Crumbs, you just want a scrap." Oh, I want you to know, we miss out on so much because we don't persevere in our asking. If you really want God to bless you, if you want the gates of heaven to be open to you, your faith has to cry out. You got to cry out to the Lord like you're fainting, like you're thirsty. You got to cry out to the Lord with your eyes streaming with tears. You got to pray, "Lord, you got to help me." I want you to know, when you really need God to bless you, you don't pray like you're trying to get a Pulitzer Prize. Orations that are cold and indifferent don't come from your lips. When you really want God to bless you, you'll agonize and say, "Lord, just a crumb." You say, "Lord, I don't need the whole loaf. Just a crumb." 7 times a day, call on him. Resolve in your heart, you're not going to cease praying till you know your sins have been pardoned. Say to the Lord, "I'm going to come, Lord, 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 I'm going to come to your throne again and again until I get my crumb. And if I perish, Lord, let me perish." Oh, before God, every morning, say to the Lord, "I'm going to mount a desperate assault on the gates of the eternal city for just a crumb. I'm going to blockade your kingdom with prayer for just a crumb. I'm going to see your angels traversing between earth and heaven. I'm going to worry them for just a crumb. I'm going to say, hey, wait, wait, hey, wait, wait. Did he send anything today? Wait, don't wait before we cook back. Tell him I was looking for his special delivery. It didn't come today." You worry God until he blesses you. Say, "Lord, I'm not going to let an angel pass by here without seeking a blessing from your throne. Lord, I'm going to fire rounds of prayer at your city gates. I'm going to sit here in my house and make up little prayer grenades. And I'm going to lob them over the holy city until your city yields the blessings I need. I'm going to loiter at heaven's gate. They're going to have to handcuff me, charge me with loitering. But I'm not going from here till I get a crumb from your table." You may be hindered by people, and people will bother you. They'll shut you. They will block you out. But you got to say, "Lord, I'm going to stay here. You know, listen to this. Ben Franklin once said, "We must not in the course of public life expect immediate approbation. People are not going to always give you your kudos now, even though you deserve it. People are not always going to give you immediate grateful acknowledgement of your services, but you got to persevere. Through abuse," I'm talking to somebody today, "persevere through insults, persevere through injury, persevere." I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep asking for my crumbs. Someone said, the last time you failed, did you stop trying because you failed, or did you fail because you stopped trying? Keep asking for your blessings. Somebody needs a blessing up in here today. The problem with some people is that during trying times, they stop trying. I want you to keep asking God for your blessing. Someone said, failure is the path of not least resistance, but least persistence. Don't give up. You need a blessing from God. You prayed about it yesterday. What happened to the prayer today? Keep asking for your blessing. It is often the last key on the ring that opens the door. Keep asking for your blessing. Some people succeed because they are destined to. Most people succeed because they're just determined to. Say, Lord, just a crumb. I'm expecting a crumb. Even the dogs get crumbs. Where's my crumb? Do you have something that you need God to bless you with? This woman is an example to us. And by the way, it is a precious thing to get even crumbs from the master's table. Because his crumbs are better than a feast of worldliness.
Well, that concludes today's message, the message entitled, Lord Help Me. I do hope that it's one that you've understood and it's been a blessing to you. I do hope that you will join us again for another program here on The More Abundant Life. If you would like to obtain a copy of today's message, however, by cassette tape, I invite you to call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again is 301-577-6342. Today you will want to ask for program number 159 in our series. That's program number 159, and that will get you the title of today's message, Lord Help Me. Until next time, I do hope that you'll remember the words of John 10 verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
What's in your heart?